So, very, very happy that so many of you have found in their heart the desire to come here.
Zelo vesel sem, da vas je toliko v srcih našlo željo priti sem.
And I hope it is not too narrow for you.
Da vam ni pretesno.
And you are sitting comfortably. You still can come a little in front. I would even take someone on the left. She could sit here with me with on the seat if it's
so far.
I remember when I first came to the temple the first time, I felt so unusual to sit with so many people on the floor, and then there's, when we sing, I think we can all feel there's so much emotional energy in the room.
Je kar včasih težko, ko sem prvič prišel v tempel, kar naenkrat sedeti s toliko ljudmi na tleh in ko pojmo, je toliko čustev v zraku.
So it must be quite new for those who come for the first time.
Tako da mora biti za vas, ki ste prvič prišli, kar nekaj novega.
But please remember, you cannot grow until you expose yourself to a new situation.
Ampak prosim vas, da se spomnite, da razumete, da ne morete rasti, dokler se ne izpostavite novi situaciji.
At least in my lecture, I hope to now speak a little bit comforting and rationally understandable.
Upam, da bom lahko zdaj na svojem predavanju govoril razumljivo.
It's not easy for a Swami to give a lecture to such a group because we have very elderly devotees.
Swamiju ni lahko predavati takšne skupine, kajti imamo starejše bhakte.
And they don't want if the Swami always says the same thing.
Ki nočejo, da bi Swami vedno govoril isto.
And we have new devotees or new guests who don't like if the Swami speaks too esoteric.
Imamo pa tudi nove goste, ki ne želijo, da bi sami govoril preveč ezoterično.
So I think the only way to satisfy both audiences is to speak from the heart, to speak that which is important to myself as a spiritual person.
Tako da mislim, da bi lahko obe strani občinstva zadovoljil samo tako, da bom govoril iz srca nekaj, kar bo vsem pomembno in iz svojih lastnih spoznanj.
I wish today to speak about the mercy of God.
Danes bi rad govoril o Božji milosti.
In the spiritual life there is one active principle.
V duhovnem življenju obstaja eno aktivno načelo.
An active principle is something which moves something onwards.
Aktivno načelo je nekaj, kar poganja stvari naprej.
For instance, the active principle of car driving is the burning up of fuel and transferring this energy into kinetic energy, energy which moves forward.
Na primer, pri vožnji avta je aktivno načelo to, da izgoreva bencin, ki potem ustvarja kinetično energijo, ki naprej poganja avto.
Yes, so in spiritual life there's also an active principle which moves us forward.
In tudi v duhovnem življenju je aktivno načelo, ki nas poriva naprej.
It's the mercy of Krishna.
In to je Krishnova milost.
It's a certain energy which is described in our scriptures as Kripa Shakti, mercy energy.
To je določena posebna energija, ki je v šastrah, v svetih spisih omenjena kot Kripa Shakti, kot energija milosti.
Everyone and everything is totally dependent on that energy.
In vsak in vse je popolnoma odvisno od te energije.
Let me give you the example of this this branch.
Naj vam podam primer te leveje.
Only 2 weeks ago it was very dry.
Še pred dvema tednoma je bila zelo suha.
But then came the spring.
Potem pa je prišla pomlad.
And it transformed it into these beautiful, very artistic green leaves and this wonderful aesthetic yellow flowers. I think it's a Ginsterbusch. That's how we say it in German language.
In sedaj se je preobrazila v zelo lepo umetniško stvaritev s temi zelenimi listi in s čudovitim rumenim cvetjem.
I know that you could interpret this in a biological way.
Vem, da bi to lahko razložili na biološki način.
But I think you all will feel comfortable with me in expressing, interpreting this in a spiritual way as well.
Ampak mislim, da bo tudi v redu, če bi to pojasnili tudi na duhoven način.
The energy of the Lord has transformed this dry brown branch into a very a wonder of nature, I would say.
Gospodova energija je preobrazila to suho rjavo vejo v, lahko bi rekli, čudež narave.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna identifies this spring with himself.
V Bhagavad Giti Gospod Krišna pomlad poistoveča samim sabo.
He says, I am the flower bearing spring.
In pravi, da jaz sem pomlad, ki prinaša cvetje.
So in this way you can meditate about Krishna when you go into the temple of nature at this time of the year and to see, wow, how beautiful you are, my Lord.
In tako lahko tudi meditirate na Krišna v tem letnem času, ko greste v naravo in vidite, o, oh, kako si čudovit, Gospod.
We all need the energy of God so that we also bloom and blossom.
Tudi mi vsi potrebujemo Božjo energijo, da lahko cvetimo.
And in this lecture I want to try to discuss how you can contact this Kripa Shakti or mercy energy of the Lord.
In v tem predavanju bi rad povedal, kako lahko pridete v stik s to Kripa Shakti, s energijo milosti.
Yes, I want to try to explain from our tradition where this energy can be contacted.
Rad bi pojasnil v skladu z našo tradicijo, kje lahko pridemo v stik s to energijo.
That, so that all of you become like this. Flower-bearing, happy spiritualists.
Da boste postali vsi takšni, svetoči, srečni, transcendentalisti.
Yes. Now to start with, I will address your intelligence a little. You will have to be a little attentive.
Začel bom tako, da bom malo zbudil vašo inteligenco, boste morali biti pozorni.
In Jaiva Dharma, which is a spiritual scripture, it is described that there are really five stages of consciousness for the eternal soul.
V Jaiva Dharmi, duhovnih spisih, je omenjeno, da obstaja pet vrst zavesti, pet stanj zavesti.
We will start with the lowest, which is called the covered state of consciousness.
Začeli bomo z najnižjim, ki se imenuje prikrito stanje zavesti.
And this is the consciousness in which the soul is when it takes a very low life form, like that of an immovable crystal.
V takšnem stanju zavesti je živo bitje, kadar dobi obliko, zelo nizko življenjsko obliko, kot na primer kristal.
A rock.
Ali pa kamen.
Or also a plant.
Ali pa tudi rastlina.
The consciousness is very covered, which means there is only a very limited scope of expression.
In takrat je zavest zelo prikrita, kar pomeni, da je zelo majhno polje izražanja.
The second state of consciousness is called the shrunken state of consciousness.
Druga stopnja zavesti se imenuje skrčena zavest.
This state is available to the soul who has entered an animal body.
In takšno stanje ima duša, ki je vstopila v telo živali.
It is shrunken, also there's a limited.
In je tudi skrčeno, tudi omejeno.
To give you an example which I have often experienced, when you give a woolen pullover to someone who does not know which temperature is appropriate, He will give it to you back in a shrunken state.
Da vam bom primer, ki se meni včasih zgodi, da ko daš nekomu za oprat volnen pulover in ne ve, na kateri temperaturi naj ga pere, vam ga lahko vrne v zelo skrčenem stanju.
Because I live amongst monks and they don't know these things so well. I have five shrunken pullovers.
Kajti jaz živim med menihi in oni ponavadi ne poznajo dobro teh stvari, zato imam 5 skrčenih puloverjev.
Yes. Smaller, more limited.
Manjši, bolj omejeni.
This is when the state of consciousness of the soul in the animal form of life.
In takšno stanje zavesti ima duša v živalski obliki.
Now, from this point on it will get interesting for us here who are in human forms of life.
Pa tu naprej pa bo zanimivo za nas, ki smo v človeški obliki življenja.
When the soul enters a human form of life, its consciousness is called a budding state of consciousness.
Ko duša stopi v človeško telo življenja, obliko življenja, se imenuje njena zavest, da je v pupku.
Yeah, pupko. Pupko means there is a possibility to blossom into a flower.
Pupek pomeni, da obstaja možnost, da se razcveti.
But
se razcveti.
At the moment of the bud, there is not yet the full display of colors and smell and form is not there.
Ampak v tem trenutku, ko je kot popek, še ni manifestirana barva in vonj in oblika.
So human beings who only understand material morality and material laws and material knowledge are described to be still in the budding state of consciousness.
Zato ljudi, ki razumejo samo moralna načela in podobno, se jim reče, da imajo zavest v obliki popka.
Only when we as human beings take full advantage of spiritual processes can we come to the spiritual state or blossoming state of consciousness.
In šele, če vzamemo prednosti duhovnih procesov, pridemo do cvetočega stanja zavesti.
Mm-hmm. And the final state, the state of enlightenment or full Krishna consciousness or God consciousness is called the blooming state of consciousness.
Zadnja stopnja, ko pridemo
the state of enlightenment or full Krishna consciousness is called the fully blossomed state.
V zadnji stopnji pa pridemo do razsvetljenja oziroma polne zavesti Krišne in to se imenuje popolnoma cvetoča zavest Krišne.
So whenever you see a materialist, don't be too harsh to him.
In kadar vidite materialista, ne bodite prestrogi z njim.
Call him, oh, you butt.
In mu reči, oh, ti popak.
This is a very, very polite.
To je zelo vljudno.
With this you express there's room for improvement.
Ko mu to rečete, potem si mislite, da obstaja še veliko možnosti za izboljšati.
You can blossom up.
Lahko se še razcvetiš.
Yes. Most of the Hare Krishna people are in the blooming state of consciousness.
Večina ljudi v zavesti Krišne je v cvetočem stanju zavesti.
They sincerely try to open up to the come to the state of love of Godhead, but there are still some difficulties ahead on the road.
Iskreno se trudijo priti do stopnje polne ljubezni do Boga, ampak še vedno so težave na tej poti.
And the highest state is when the heart is residence for Krishna.
Najvišja stopnja pa je, ko srce postane Krišnovo prebivališče.
When there is full love of God, the blooming state of consciousness, blossoming state of consciousness.
In je prisotna polna ljubezen do Boga in v polnosti cvetoče stanje zavesti.
Now to come to this state of direct association with God, some energy is necessary to transform the pupok, the pupotsky, the pupot, into a fully blown flower.
In da bi prišli do te najvišje stopnje, je potrebna energija, ki bo preobrazila ta popek v cvetočo.
This brings us back to this example.
In to nas privede nazaj do tega le primera.
So that this brown stick can become a fully bloomed flower bearing ginster bush.
Da bo lahko ta rjava palica postala cvetoč grm.
The energy of God is necessary.
Zato je potrebna Božja energija.
I want to encourage all of you to contact this energy of the Lord.
Rad bi vas vse ohrabril, da pridete v stik s to Božjo energijo.
To open your whole existence to this search.
Da vso svojo bit posvetite temu iskanju.
To not be satisfied until you feel connected with Krishna.
In da niste zadovoljni, dokler se ne čutite povezane s Krishno.
Too many Hare Krishnas have dark faces.
Preveč Hare Krishnov ima temne obraze.
Yes, not as dark as maybe others, or some of them have even darker faces.
Niso tako mrki kot pri drugih, a drugi imajo še bolj mrke obraze.
You need to think more about the higher connection.
Več morate misliti o višji povezavi.
The Kripa Shakti or mercy energy.
O Kripa Shakti ali energiji milosti.
I want to now bring you a little back in time, 5,000 years ago.
Sedaj bi vas rad privedel nazaj v času, v čas pred 5000 leti.
This was a time when the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, had personally appeared on this planet by his internal energy.
To je bil čas, ko je Vsevišnja božanska osebnost, gospod Krišna, prišel na ta planet s svojo notranjo energijo.
There was a momentaneous battle.
Battle?
Yeah, battle, rat.
In to je bilo obdobje bitke.
Yes. A battle almost between the good and the evil.
Praktično bitke med dobrim in zlim.
Like it happens so often in this world.
Kot se
no, it doesn't happen any longer. Anyways, this was not a good sentence. So, Krishna had agreed to become the chariot driver of his great devotee Arjuna.
In Krishna je pristal na to, da postane voznik kočije svojega velikega bhakte Arjune.
His purpose was to again establish dharma, the laws of God in this cosmos.
Njegov namen je bil ponovno vzpostaviti dharmo ali božje zakone v tem svetu.
Now, because he was personally present on this battlefield became a liberation field.
Ker je bil na tem bojnem polju osebno prisoten, je to bojno polje postalo polje osvoboditve.
Everyone who saw the Lord and gave up his body returned to the eternal kingdom of God.
Vsi, ki so tam videli Gospoda in so zapustili telo, so se vrnili v večno Božje kraljestvo.
Because when Krishna was present, his Kripa Shakti or mercy energy was with him, which extended even to those who acted in this life like his enemies.
Kajti, ko je bil Krišna prisoten, je bila z njim prisotna tudi Kripa Shakti ali energija milosti, ki se je razširila celo do tistih, ki so v tem življenju delovali kot njegovi sovražniki.
Yes, even those who were so hard-hearted that they attacked Krishna's dear devotee Arjuna and Krishna personally came in contact with the Kripa Shakti.
Celo tisti, ki so bili tako trdega srca, da so napadli celo Krišnovega bhakto Arjuno in samega Krišno, so lahko prišli v stik s Kripa Shakti.
They were liberated from birth and death.
In bili so osvobojeni rojstev in smrti.
Divno.
Čudovito.
Krishna came back 500 years ago as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Krishna se je pred 500 leti vrnil kot Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And before I will tell you about him, I want to see if we can find an even better place for our children than directly here.
In preden vam bom o njem povedal, bi rad, da poskusimo najti še kakšno boljše mesto za naše otroke kot tukaj neposredno.
For instance, directly before the school where this man is who walks through the stone. They can jump on the man and embrace him. This is a good playing ground.
Mogoče pred tempel.
Hare Krishna. So 500 years ago, Lord Krishna had appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Pred 500 leti se je Gospod Krishna pojavil kot Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And he also delivered this mercy energy very freely to everyone.
In tudi on je podaril to energijo milosti zelo brez razlik vsakomor.
There was, for instance, this washer.
Tam je bil tudi eden pralec perila.
He was washing a huge pile of clothes near a river bank.
In je na bregu reke prav ogromen kup perila.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came past there.
In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je šel mimo.
He said, "Hey, washerman."
In je rekel, "Hey, ti pralec perila."
Oh, said the washerman, "I have no money. Continue with your journey."
In pralec perila rekel, "Ah, jaz nimam denarja, kar pejt naprej."
Chaitanya said, "No, I don't want your money."
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rekel, ne, jaz ne potrebujem tvojega denarja.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for those who of you who do not know, is Krishna who appeared as a devotee.
Za tiste, ki tega ne veste, je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Krishna, ki se je pojavil kot bhakta.
Yes, he looked like a Hare Krishna devotee, only more beautiful.
Ja, izgledal je kot Hare Krishna bhakta, samo da je bil lepši.
He was very effulgent.
Bil je zelo sijajen.
And had a very large body.
In imel je zelo veliko telo.
But he looked human-like.
Ampak izgledal je kot človek.
Yes. So, he said to the washerman, "I don't want your money."
In je rekel pravcu perila, "Ne potrebujem tvojega denarja."
"I want to only request to you that you please chant the names of God."
Samo prosil bi te, da prosim poj imena Boga.
"That's all," said the washerman.
To je vse, je rekel pralec perila.
He became charmed by Mahaprabhu's presence.
In očarala ga je Mahaprabhuja prisotnost.
"Yes, please say Hare Krishna."
Ja, prosim, reci Hare Krishna.
"I can say Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna."
Jaz lahko rečem Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
And now, because he was in the presence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this chanting which he did was imbued with a certain quality, a quality of deep loving attachment to Krishna.
In ker je bil v družbi Chaitanya Mahaprabhuja, je bilo to petje prežeto z globoko ljubeznijo do Krishne.
Yeah. That's why he didn't say just one time Hare Krishna. He continued, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, oh super, Hare Hare."
Zato ni samo enkrat rekel Hare Krishna, ampak je še kar nadaljeval.
And he couldn't stop any longer.
In ni več mogel nehati.
Mahaprabhu laughed.
In Mahaprabhu se smejal.
And continued on.
In je šel naprej.
He had completed his mission. He wanted everyone to chant the holy names of God in a loving, with loving attachment.
Izpolnil je svoje poslanstvo, kajti hotel je, da vsakdo poje z ljubeznijo in navezanostjo poje imena Boga.
In the evening, the wife of the washerman came where her husband washed the clothes and found he's still there singing.
Zvečer je žena tega pravca perila prišla tja, kjer je on prav to perilo, in ga je ne videla, da še vedno tam in da samo poje.
My husband was a dark-faced husband. Now he's a bright-faced husband.
Moj mož je imel mrk obraz, sedaj pa je tako vesel.
But then this became suspicious to her.
Potem pa je začela nekaj sumiti.
She came slowly closer and her husband was there not only singing but dancing.
Prišla je bliže in njen mož ni samo pel, ampak celo plesal.
He was totally ecstatic.
Bil je popolnoma ekstatičen.
The woman ran back to her husband. "Something is not all right here." And she brought the whole village.
In žena je stekla nazaj in nekaj ni bilo v redu in je pripeljala nazaj celo vas.
And no one dared to come close to this person who was so totally ecstatic.
In nihče se ni niti drznil priti blizu tej osebi, ki je bila popolnoma ekstatična.
And now listen as you will become witness to a wonder.
In sedaj poslušajte, boste priča enemu čudežu.
One person came close to the washerman to carefully touch him to see if everything was all right.
Ena oseba se je previdno približala pravcu perila And as
he was touching him, the divine Kripa Shakti, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had transferred on the washerman, began to move into the person, who then started also to dance and chant.
In ko se ga je dotaknil, je božanska Kripa Shakti, ta energija, ki jo Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prenesel na pravca perila, se prenese do tega drugega, ki je tudi začel plesati in pet.
It was almost like an electrical, what is it called? An electrical transfer of energy.
To je bilo skoraj kot električni prenos energije.
Historians have described Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's way of preaching as electric bhakti.
In zgodovinari so način pridiganja Chaitanya Mahaprabhuja opisali kot električna bhakti.
It's an example which shows you how the Kripa Shakti worked.
In to je primer, ki vam lahko pokaže, kako je delovala Kripa Shakti.
You may say, well, Sachinandan Swami, you wanted to say something on our level, please, we are not at the time of Krishna and not of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How can we then get the Kripa Shakti?
Mogoče boste rekli, o Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachinandana Swami. Mi smo pričakovali, da boš povedal nekaj na našem nivoju, ampak vse mi nismo v času Chaitanya Mahaprabhuja.
When Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, later Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, they deposited this energy of Krishna into certain places which we can all contact.
Ampak, ko sta Krishna in kasneje Chaitanya Mahaprabhu odšla z tega planeta, sta to Kripa Shakti pustila na določenih krajih, kjer lahko še vedno pridemo do nje.
I have written these places down and I want to read them for you.
In ta mesta sem si zapisal in vam bi jih rad prebral.
The first place where the Kripa Shakti is available is the Shri Vigraha or the deity of the Lord on the altar.
Prvo mesto, kjer je Kripa Shakti prisotna, je Shri Vigraha ali božanstvo na oltarju.
The second place is the Nama, the holy name of Krishna.
Drugi kraj je Nama ali Krishnovo sveto ime.
The third place is a holy place, the Dham.
Tretji kraj je sveto mesto ali Dham.
I want to give you an example about the third place.
V tem tretjem bi rad povedal en primer.
Once, I believe, it must have been 81. Yes, I went with a group of professors from the Frankfurt University to a holy place in India called Brindavan.
Nekoč, mislim, da je bilo leta 81, sem šel s skupino profesorjev v sveti kraj, na sveto mesto v Indiji, ki se imenuje Brindavan.
One was Professor Weber and the other, I forgot his name, was like the European authority on Theodicy, that's a certain theological branch.
Eden je bil profesor Weber, drugi pa pozabil sem, kako se imenuje, ampak je bil evropska avtoriteta na evropskem nivoju na področju, na enomorskem področju teologije.
He was so famous and so rich that he could only go on the toilet in a 5-star hotel.
Bil je tako bogat, da in tako znan, da je šel lahko na stranišče samo v hotelu s 5 zvezdicami.
Honestly.
Iskreno.
But in Brindavan there are no 5-star hotels.
Ampak v Brindavanu pa ni hotelov s 5 zvezdicami.
He was suffering for 5 days.
In 5 dni je tako trpel.
On the 6th day I said, why don't we make a walk?
War?
Walk.
Walk. 6. dne pa sem mu rekel, zakaj pa ne bi šli na sprehod?
Yes, maybe this helps.
Ja, mogoče bo to pomagalo.
So we went all over and I showed the group of professors many holy places.
Mi smo šli na okrog in tej skupini profesorja sem pokazal veliko svetih mest.
Finally, this European authority beamed with pleasure.
In končno je ta evropska autoriteta zasijala od zadovoljstva.
I can go.
Lahko grem.
And I must go.
In moram iti.
Fair.
Come.
There's no 5-star hotel here.
Sem si mislil, ah, tukaj ni nobenega hotela s 5 zvezdicami.
And really, there was nothing else there.
In tudi nič drugega ni bilo.
Said, maybe in this ditch.
Mogoče v tole jamo.
So he it was an urgent situation.
Bila je nujna situacija.
I'm coming soon to my point. I'm sorry for those of you who have good taste. I know it's you will see. I have to tell it like this so that you get the point.
Se opravičujem tistim s dobrim okusom, bom kmalu prišel k svoji poanti, ampak moram tako povedati.
So finally, after he had relieved himself,
in ko se je olajšal,
there was a villager who gave him water to wash his hands.
Je bil tam en vaščan, ki mu je dal vode, da si je opral roke.
But he totally misunderstood the situation. He thought that was a congratulation drink.
Ampak situacijo je popolnoma narobe razumel in je pomislil, da je to pijača, da mu čestitajo.
Yeah. Now everyone knows that water in India, which is used to clean yourself with, is usually full of bacteria.
In vsi vejo, da je voda v Indiji, s katero se ljudje umivajo, ponavadi polna bakterij.
And I saw him there, you know, from the ditch, getting ready to drink this very, very dangerous water.
In tam sem ga videl v tisti jamici, ko se je pripravil, da bo spil to zelo, zelo nevarno vodo.
So I was responsible to this group and this person could have died from drinking this water.
In jaz sem bil odgovoren za to skupino in ta oseba bi lahko umrla, če bi popila to vodo.
But I had a decent distance of you know, like I believe 50 meters.
Ampak bil sem pa kakšnih 50 metrov oddaljen.
Said, no, 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 no.
In sem opil, ne, 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 ne.
But he said, no, no, this is very polite, you know. And he was getting ready to drink.
Ampak je rekel, ne, ne, to je zelo ljudno in je skoraj že popil.
Then I just took a clump of earth and just threw it.
Potem pa sem vzel eno kepo zemlje in jo samo zabrisal.
Yes, and ran and I could take this water and explain to him for what purpose this water is.
In potem sem vzel to vodo in sem mu pojasnil, kakšen je namen te vode.
I will never forget this and he will never forget this.
Tega ne bom nikoli pozabil in tudi on ne bo nikoli pozabil.
Now this was the experience he had.
To je bila izkušnja, ki jo je imel.
But when I asked him later, how was your visit to Vrindavan?
Ampak ko sem ga kasneje vprašal, kako se ti je zdel obisk Vrindavana?
He still beams. He said, I'm feeling so blissful even if I only think of that place.
Še vedno zažari in pravi, tako dobro se, tako lepo se počutim, če samo pomislim na ta kraj.
I know that at the time when he was there, he only thought of one thing, that is a very ordinary thing, that is to go to the toilet. Yes.
Ampak jaz pa vem, da ko je bil tam, in ves čas mislil samo na eno zelo navadno stvar, kako iti na stranišče.
But simultaneously with this mundane impression, parallel to this, he received the Kripa Shakti.
Ampak usporedno s to posvetno miselnostjo je sprejel Kripa Shakti.
His life turned into a wonderful direction.
In njegovo življenje se je obrnilo v čudovito smer.
He's still a happy man.
Še vedno je srečen človek.
Because, please understand, these places, these spiritual places, work even if your mind can't rationally understand what is happening.
Kajti prosim razumite, da te duhovni kraji, njihova moč deluje tudi, če razumsko tega ne morete razumeti.
Up to this moment, he does not know what happened to him.
On še do danes ne ve, kaj se mu je zgodilo.
I feel so blissful, although I couldn't go to fulfill this human need.
Tako blaženo se počutim, čeprav nisem mogel izpolniti človeške potrebe.
When you approach these places of the Kripa Shakti, please keep this example sometimes in mind.
Ko se približate tem mestom Kripa Shakti, prosim spomnite se na te primere.
When you see the deity on the altar, your mind may not feel anything.
Ko vidite božanstvo na oltarju, mogoče vaš um ne bo ničesar čutil.
When you chant the holy names of Krishna, you may also not immediately feel the highest forms of ecstasy.
Ko pojete Krišnova sveta imena, mogoče ne boste takoj začutili najvišjih stopenj ekstaze.
In fact, your mind may still be wandering around human needs.
Pravzaprav bo v šum lahko še vedno tavo okrog človeških potreb.
But the energy works nevertheless.
Ampak energija kljub temu deluje.
On a spiritual level.
Na duhovnem nivoju.
Now, the more you endeavor to become spiritually purified, the more you can feel that energy.
In bolj, kot se trudite, da bi se duhovno prečistili, bolj lahko čutite to energijo.
In other words, the more you are engaged to free your consciousness from material impressions, then the easier these practices will work.
In bolj, kot se zavest očiščujete teh materialnih vtisov, bolj bodo te stvari delovale.
And this is what I want to say at the last. You have to learn to become honest in your spiritual life.
In na koncu bi rad povedal še to, da se morate naučiti postati iskreni v duhovnem življenju.
All of us are insignificant, but very, very valuable parts of Krishna.
Vsi mi smo zelo neznatni, ampak zelo, zelo dragoceni delci Krišne.
At the moment we are unfortunately covered by the material energy.
Na žalost nas je trenutno prekrila materialna energija.
The covering manifests in the form of a material body made of these material elements.
In ta prekritost se izraža kot materialno telo, ki je sestavljeno iz teh materialnih elementov.
And also a material mind full with material impressions.
In tudi kot materialni um, ki je poln materialnih vtisov.
When you come to the spiritual practice, you have to leave your material impressions outside, if possible.
In ko začneš izvajati duhovne aktivnosti, če je le mogoče, moraš pustiti te materialne vtise zunaj.
A few days ago I was in the Croatian TV station.
Pred nekaj dnevi sem bil na hrvaški televiziji.
And on the door before the studio there is still a sign which I think must come from 50 years ago.
In na vratih pred studijem je še vedno en znak, ki mislim, da je tam že zadnjih 50 let.
It's like this round side and there's a pistol and then it is crossed. No weapons allowed in the studio. No shooting, please.
En krog in potem je pištola prečrtana, kar pomeni, da nič streljanja, nič orožja v tem studiu.
I think the logic is clear. You know, if they have a TV emission and someone comes in and goes and shoots all the reporters, it is a very dramatic emission which may not have been intended in this way.
Mislim, da je namen čisto prav, razumljiv, kajti če nekdo sredi predvajanja pride not in postreli vse te novinarje, bo nastal zelo dramatičen prenos, ki mu da to ni bilo v njihovem načrtu.
I felt like in the Wild West, you know, where before people would go into the saloon, weapons would be outside. Yes, leave your weapons outside so that there is no dramatic incident.
In počutil sem se kot na divjem zahodu, kjer so pred salonom opozarjali, da orožje pustite zunaj.
So when you come into a spiritual life, you also have to do the same.
In ko prijete duhovno življenje, morate narediti enako.
Leave your material conceptions outside, please.
Prosim, pustite materialne koncepcije zunaj.
So that there is no incident.
Da ne bo kakšne nesreče.
That there is no mishappening.
Da se ne bo kaj narobe naredilo.
That you can contact the Kripa Shakti, the mercy energy.
In da lahko pridete v stik s Kripa Shakti, z energijo milosti.
When a devotee becomes totally honest, he prays like this.
Ko bhakta postane popolnoma iskren, se moli takole.
Nijatapi jana ara sangsara nachaya kenava bhajino maya kare hoyokaya. When someone knows the truth of his eternal position,
ko nekdo spozna resnico o svoji večni naravi,
the soul does no longer want to continue his material entanglement.
Potem ta duša ne želi več naprej se zapletati v materialne stvari.
At that time he thinks,
in takrat pomisli,
Oh why have I served illusion for so long?
Zakaj sem tako dolgo služil iluziji?
Then Krishna gives the soul the strength of his eternal potency, Kripa Shakti.
In takrat da Krishna tej duši moč svoje večne energije Kripa Shakti.
And then illusion ceases or stops to be attractive and loses her power over the soul.
In takrat iluzija ni več privlačna in izgubi svojo moč nad dušo.
In spiritual, if you want to have the Kripa Shakti, you must free yourself from illusion.
In če želiš dobiti Kripa Shakti, se moraš osvoboditi iluzije.
The materialist is an illusion and thinks I am a rich man and I'm a very important man, I'm a very intelligent man.
Materialist je v iluziji in misli, jaz sem zelo bogat moč, jaz sem zelo inteligenten človek in zelo mogočen.
And the spiritualist may think I'm an important devotee.
Spiritualist pa lahko misli, jaz sem pa pomemben bhakta.
With many very very real rights.
Z mnogo pravimi pravicami.
He forgets or she forgets that I'm a servant of Krishna.
On ali ona pozabi, da je Krishna služabnik.
A loving servant who's meant to give service.
Ljubeč služabnik, ki je namenjen temu, da služi.
But as soon as someone, either materialist or spiritualist, tries to move into this position of a humble servant, the Kripa Shakti comes immediately.
Ampak takoj, ko se ta materialist ali pa spiritualist spusti na ponižen položaj, potem pride v stik s Kripa Shakti.
It comes immediately if he or she contacts the places where it resides.
In pride takoj stik, če pride na mesta, kjer ona prebiva.
For instance, the holy deity.
Oops, naprimer, sveto božanstvo.
On the altar. Or the holy name.
Ali pa sveto ime.
Or the holy dham.
Ali pa sveto mesto.
Or also holy people.
In tudi sveto osebe.
But we must approach these things without covering.
Ampak tem stvarem se moramo približati brez prekrival.
In a sincere and humble mood.
Na, v iskrenem in ponižnem razpoloženju.
Yes. Haribol. Yes. I must tell you, I'm very happy to be here in your town Ljubljana.
Moram povedati, da sem zelo srečen, da sem tukaj v Ljubljani.
Today I was informed that Ljubel comes from Lubov or love.
Danes so mi rekli, da Ljubel prihaja iz ljubezni.
It's the town of love.
To je mesto ljubezni.
And also Slovenia, the S and then love, love.
In tudi Slovenija je mesto beseda ljubezen.
The love country.
Dežela ljubezni.
I have noticed that the fact looks different.
Opazil pa sem, da je dejansko drugače.
Due to this increasing materialistic atmosphere, there's a little covering over this.
Zaradi materialistične atmosfere, ki se povečuje, je to vse skupaj malo prekrito.
A covering of false ego.
In prekrito z lažnim egom.
So, we have this temple and we can try to assist you in some ways to learn spiritual practices so that you can also make advancement and live in a love town.
Imamo pa ta tempel in vam lahko pomagamo pri vaših duhovnih praksah, tako da boste lahko napredovali in živeli v mestu ljubezni.
In our temple we are also sincerely trying to develop bhakti.
Tudi v našem templu se iskreno trudimo, da bi razvili bhakti.
We are not always fully successful, but we are on the way, we try.
Nismo vedno popolnoma uspešni, ampak smo na poti, se trudimo.
Yes, so this could be a good synergetic cooperation.
In to je lahko eno dobro sinergično sodelovanje.
I want to thank you very much for listening to this class. I hope there was something relevant for you.
Najlepše bi se vam rad zahvalil, ker ste poslušali to predavanje. Upam, da je bilo kaj pomembnega za vas.
I personally have seen and keep on seeing wonders with people who contact the Kripa Shakti of Krishna.
Osebno sem videl in še vedno videvam številne čudeže pri osebah, ki so prišli v stik s Kripa Shakti.
Hare Krishna. Let us see now if there are some questions, because we said yesterday in the public program that we would have a question. Let her translate first.
Sedaj bi rad vprašal, če so kakšno vprašanje, ker smo včeraj na programu rekli, da si bomo danes vzeli čas za vprašanja.
Yes, please.
It's present at five places. Yes. And then you mentioned only three.
Yes, because I thought you would fall asleep. No, that you would become, it would become too much to remember. I can tell you the others.
Bom povedal še druga dva, se mi je zdela, da bo preveč za zapomniti.
When there is a discussion about Lord Krishna or Krishna Katha, then it's possible to also contact the Kripa Shakti.
Še en kraj je tam, kjer se govori o Krishni ali Krishna Katha.
When there is a bona fide sadhu or true holy person, then when you contact him in the right way, you can get his mercy.
In še en kraj je tam, kjer je sveta oseba ali verodostojna sveta oseba, in če prideš v stik z njim na pravilen način, tudi lahko dobiš Kripa Shakti.
You can also read in holy scriptures and in this way get the Kripa Shakti coming out of the holy scriptures.
Tudi iz svetih spisov lahko dobiš Kripa Shakti, če jih bereš.
I just noticed this. I just accidentally opened this page and found a verse which I have been looking for a long time about Radharani. It's all right. Then another one. If you do service for Krishna, in the act of service, that Kripa Shakti comes.
Še ena stvar je, če služiš Krišni, to dejanje služenja, preko tega tudi pride Kripa Shakti.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
It's all in your notebook. Good.
Vse je v tvojem zvezku, dobro.
Here was another chance. Yes. Disciple. Yes. Yes.
Kakšna je razlika med prvovrstnim in prvorazrednim in drugorazrednim učencem?
Aha. One moment. I have to remember what Prabhupada said about this. As far as I remember, Prabhupada said this first class disciple knows what his spiritual master wants.
Če se prav spomnim, prvovrstni učenec ve, kaj duhovni učitelj hoče.
And he does this even without being asked.
In to naredi tudi, če ga to naredi brez, da bi ga duhovni učitelj to vprašal.
The second class disciple needs to be told by the spiritual master.
Drugorazrednemu učencu mora duhovni učitelj povedati, kaj ne naredi.
And the third class disciple, he is told many times, but he doesn't do it.
Tretji razrednemu učencu pa mora reči veliko krat, ampak še vedno tega ne naredi.
Hare Krishna.
What's the difference if I chant Hare Krishna now or when you initiate me?
Yes, if you allow me, I will explain it less personal, because I do not know you, and therefore it is why do we need initiation to chant Hare Krishna?
Če mi dovoliš, bom to odgovoril malo manj osebno, ker te ne poznam osebno. Yes. Bomo rekli tako, zakaj? Why do we need initiation?
Yes.
Zakaj potrebujemo iniciacijo?
Now, in scripture it says, for the chanting of Hare Krishna, you do not require any help, not even initiation. There is such a statement.
V svetih spisih je izjava, da za petje Hare Krishna ne potrebuješ nobenih pomoči, niti iniciacije.
But this was when people were more qualified.
Ampak to bilo takrat, ko so bili ljudje bolj kvalificirani.
At this time I think everyone who wants to chant mantras requires initiation.
Dan danes pa mislim, da vsakdo, ki želi peti mantre, potrebuje iniciacijo.
And therefore the practice has come with Bhaktivinoda Thakur that giving Harinam or giving initiation into the chanting is called the Harinam Diksha.
In zato je Bhaktivinoda Thakur začel prakso, da je dajal Harinam iniciacijo oziroma imenovano Harinam Diksha.
This is very technical, so I will explain it now very easily to be understood. Why initiation?
To je zelo tehnično, bom probal pojasniti malo na lažji način, zakaj iniciacija.
With initiation something is given which was not there before initiation.
Z iniciacijo dobimo nekaj, česar tam prej ni bilo.
It is a connection to a living tradition.
In to je povezava z živečo tradicijo.
And the understandings of that tradition.
In za razumevanje te tradicije.
In India you find a very interesting banyan tree who can only whose seed can only fructify in the earth when they are swallowed by a sparrow and have a certain sparrow pass through the sparrow and then it comes on the ground and then it can grow.
V Indiji je en poseben banjanovec, katerega seme požene drevo samo takrat, kadar ga pogoltne ena posebna papiga in gre čez to papigo ven in potem sparrow, vrabec. In potem gre ven in gre v zemljo.
When the seed of the banyan tree falls from the tree on the ground, it cannot germinate.
In če seme banjanovca samo pade direktno z drevesa na tla, ne bo sklilo.
So we have to ask, what does the sparrow do to the seed so that it can germinate?
In zato se moramo vprašati, kaj ta vrabec naredi semenu, da usklije.
Well, while it passes through the sparrow, it develops a certain coating around it.
Ko gre čez vrabca, dobi določen ovoj.
And then when it falls on the earth, it can grow.
In potem, ko pade na zemljo, lahko usklije.
So when the mantra is given to you through the guru,
in ko vam mantra da guru
at initiation,
ob iniciaciji,
there is a certain potency with the mantra.
S to mantro pride določena moč.
The mantra has been empowered so that it can work within you.
In ta mantra je opolnomočena tako, da deluje pri tebi.
What is this power?
In kaj ta moč?
It is described, it's a certain understanding about the secrets of spiritual life.
Opisana je kot določeno razumevanje o skrivnosti duhovnega življenja.
And an understanding how to chant it.
In o razumevanju, kako peti to mantro.
Yeah, the methods, the techniques.
O tehnikah, o metodah.
So this is given with initiation. And
z iniciacijo dobimo to.
By the guru.
Na ta guru.
And then it works.
In takrat deluje.
Prabhupada made the point there were so many people who read the Bhagavad Gita.
Prabhupada je izpostavil eno poanto, da je toliko ljudi bralo Bhagavad Gita.
But they didn't become devotees.
Ampak niso pa postali bhakte.
Only when they read the Gita as given by a pure devotee in the proper understanding of Krishna, people started to make changes in their lives to become devotees of Krishna.
In šele, ko so prebrali Bhagavad Gita, ki je podal čisti bhakta Krishna, šele takrat so začeli spreminjati svoje življenje in postajati bhakte.
In a similar way we can say there were many people who chant mantras.
Podobno lahko rečemo, da je veliko ljudi, ki pojejo mantre.
But only if the mantras come to you through a guru who is properly connected with the sampradaya, the living tradition, do they have power to change your heart?
Ampak te mantre imajo moč, da spremenijo vaše srce samo, če pridejo od duhovnega učitelja, ki je pravilno povezan z parampara oziroma z živečo tradicijo.
But first you need to develop faith in a spiritual master.
Ampak najprej morate pa razviti vero v duhovnega učitelja.
And you need to see if if you are serious enough to enter into spiritual life like that.
In morate videti, ali ste dovolj iskreni, da tako vstopite v duhovno življenje.
Spiritual master is for someone who sees the world as burning.
Duhovni učitelj je za tistega, ki svet vidi, ki vidi, ki svet vidi kot da vse gori.
Or in a less dramatic way, a spiritual master is for someone who wants to go somewhere.
Ali na manj dramatičen način povedano, je duhovni učitelj za tistega, ki hoče nekam priti.
You can compare him almost like a travel guide.
Lahko ga primerjate skoraj kot vodiča.
Yes, as long as you want to go somewhere, you will keep with the travel guide.
Vse dokler hočete nekam priti, boste sabo vzeli vodiča.
But when you lose that desire, you will leave him.
Ko pa te želje več nimate, potem ga boste zapustili.
Is no longer necessary for your life.
In ga ne boste več rabili v življenju.
So we must know our goals in spiritual life.
Torej moramo poznati naš cilj v duhovnem življenju.
And then take all help which we can get.
In potem sprejeti vso pomoč, ki jo lahko dobimo.
Thank you for your nice question.
Hvala za lepo vprašanje.
Any other question you have?
Še kakšno vprašanje?
Are you our talented dancer, Kishori? Is this you? Yes? Sri Radhika, you were dancing yesterday? You look so different, therefore I was asking. I mean, we all were genuinely impressed by the dance yesterday. We really felt like, wow. Finally, someone knows how to dance. Really, I express it. I can't express it so nicely, but really wonderful. I think we should really make this is really we have so many talents in Krishna consciousness. We should create forums where they can express their talents and.
Imamo toliko talentov med sabo in bi morali ustvariti okolje, prostor, kjer bi se ti talenti lahko do polnosti izrazilo. To je podobno primeru Širadike, ki je včeraj plesala in je rekel, da končno vidimo nekoga, ki ve, kako je treba plesati.
Okay. Any more questions are here?
Še kakšno vprašanje?
This is your father, no? Okay, so I'm feeling the atmosphere gets a little restless. I will only answer this question and then we will go to the next point. So we please stay with us.
Malo še potrpite, mislim, da ste že malo nemirni. Bom še odgovoril to vprašanje, potem bomo šli pa naprej.
Yes. Again, some of our pedagogically inclined. This is not the solution is not to close the window. The parent is already going out. But it's also half the solution. It's yes. So. First question, do we have to have a living spiritual master or could we connect with a spiritual master who has left but who has left us his instructions?
Prvo vprašanje je bilo, ali moramo imeti živečega duhovnega učitelja ali pa lahko pridemo v stik tudi z duhovnim učiteljem, ki ni več prisoten in živi preko svojih navodil.
It is said for the process of diksha or initiation we need a living spiritual master.
Rečeno je, da za proces dikše ali iniciacije potrebujemo že večjega duhovnega učitelja.
But for the process to follow instructions, we can also follow the instructions of a spiritual master who has left already the body.
Za proces sledenja navodil pa lahko tudi sledimo navodila duhovnega učitelja, ki je že odšel z tega planeta.
This is all also the understanding which is practiced in this movement, for the ceremony can't be done by Srila Prabhupada.
To je tudi proces oziroma praksa, ki jo izvajamo v tem gibanju, kajti same te ceremonije obreda ne more izvesti Srila Prabhupada.
Because there has to be someone who physically sits there, gives the name, receives the vows.
Kajti mora biti prisoten nekdo fizično, ki tam sedi in ti da ime in sprejme tvoje zaobljube.
And he has given the order for the sacrifice. Yakya,
in, in ki je tudi dal ukaz oziroma navodilo, da se sploh priredi to žrtvovanje, ta ogen.
But the spiritual instructions of Prabhupada remain the most important to us.
Ampak duhovna navodila Šila Prabhupada pa še vedno ostajajo nam najpomembnejša.
Everyone.
Vsem nam.
I must tell you a story.
Moram povedati eno zgodbo.
Victoria. Yeah. The story, once a busload of tourists came to a temple where a murti of Srila Prabhupada, my spiritual master, was worshipped, a form like this.
Ta zgodba gre takole, da je nekoč avtobus turistov prišel do templja, kjer je sedel takole murti Srila Prabhupada.
This temple had deviated from the instructions of spirit of Srila Prabhupada. It was like a new religious movement, no longer the Hare Krishna movement.
In ta tempel je deviral od navodil Srila Prabhupada, to je bilo kot neko novo religiozno gibanje, ni bilo več Hare Krishna gibanje.
So there was amongst this group of tourists, you know, was still an interesting temple, like a touristic place, and she was coming and she heard all of a sudden a voice from the Vyasa-san, take my tsipalitskas, my shoes.
In med temi turistice je bilo še vedno kljub temu zanimiv tempel, ne, turistično mesto, in med temi turisti je bila ena turistka, ki je šla do Murtija, do kipca Prabhupada, in je zaslišala en glas, vzemi moje copate, čevlje.
So she was a housewife and she never even stole in the supermarket.
Ona je bila gospodinja in še v vele blagovnici nikoli ni kradla.
Stealing was very much absent from her mind.
Na to nikoli niti pomislila ni, da bi kradla.
But she again and again heard from the seat of the spiritual master, take my shoes. So she looked, there were shoes.
Ampak vedno znova je slišala z tega sedeža od duhovnega učitelja, vzemi moje čevlje, in tam so bili čevlji.
So she waited until the air was clean.
In je počakala, da je bilo vse čisto, da ni bilo nikogar.
Then quickly put the shoes in her shopping bag.
In potem je hitro vzela čevlje in jih dala v svojo torbo.
And went back with the tourist bus to, I don't know, New Orleans or wherever she came from.
In je šla s tem avtobusom nazaj v New Orleans, kamorkoli, odkudokoli so že prišli.
Now this community went through many, many changes and finally decided to return back to Srila Prabhupada's instructions and path.
In ta skupnost je šla skozi veliko sprememb in končno so se odločili, da se bodo ponovno vrnili na pot, ki je dal Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah, so one day this housewife heard again the command, bring back my tsipalitskas.
In nekoč je ta gospodinja spet slišala glas, odnesi nazaj moje čevlje.
Yeah, my shoes. And strange, she looked in the cupboard and under some towels, you know, she found the shoes and put them back in the shopping bag and went to the community in America.
In zdelo se je čudno, ampak je tam pod prisačami nekje spodaj našla te čevlje, jih je dala nazaj v svojo torbo in jih odnesla. To je bilo v Ameriki.
She had only heard this voice two times.
Samo dvakrat je slišala ta glas.
When she came back to the temple, she heard it the third time.
Ko je prišla v tempel, ga je zaslišala tretjič.
This time from the loudspeakers.
Tokrat iz zvočnikov.
A tape was running of Srila Prabhupada's lecture and he was explaining something and the lady heard this voice and asked, whose voice is this? And devotees told her, Prabhupada's voice. He sits there on the Vyasasan in his multi form.
Po zvočnikih so predvajali predavanje Šila Prabhupada in ona je to slišala, nekaj razlagal in jo vprašala, čigav glas je to. In potem so bhakte pojasnili, so pokazali na murti Prabhupada, so rekli, to je njegov glas.
This was a simple housewife.
In to je bila preprosta gospodinja.
This is too much. Why is this happening in my life?
To je preveč. Zakaj se to dogaja v mojem življenju?
And she put the shoes out and put it on the desk here.
In je vzela te čele in jih je tja dala na mizo, reka, tukaj.
So the devotee said, we were looking for these shoes for 15 years.
15.
Well, I don't know, was it 5? For some years.
In bhakti se reke, že nekaj let iščemo te čevle.
Well, how do you have them? How comes you have them? Who are you?
Kako te imaš ti? Kdo si ti?
I am a simple housewife.
In reka, jaz sem samo ena gospodinja.
And I got an order by your spiritual master to take his shoes.
In vaš duhovni učitelj mi je naročil, da vzamem njegove čevle.
And because I got another order, I brought it back.
In ker mi je nekaj drugega potem naročil, sem jih nazaj prinesla.
But now I want to read about him. I don't understand anything.
Sedaj pa hočem brati o njemu, nič ne razumem.
Give me a book.
Dajte mi knjigo.
Hare Krishna. How do you like this story?
Kako vam je všeč ta zgodba?
It can tell you how a great spiritual person can continue to instruct.
Lahko vam pojasni, kako vzvišena duhovna oseba lahko še naprej daje navodila.
And because in our movement transcendental knowledge or instructions are most important, we contact Prabhupada.
In ker so v našem gibanju duhovna navodila najpomembnejša, še vedno stopamo do Prabhupada.
Mm-hmm. Hare Krishna. The second part of the question is too long to answer. Please forgive me.
Drugi del vprašanja se opravičujem, ampak je predolgo, da bi odgovoril. Prosim, prosite.
Thank you very much. Now we will ask Parushu. No, there were some devotees, I think... Our Ishan Prabhu had a very interesting idea. Let us give the microphone to Ishan Prabhu.